the halachas of Moitzi Matzah. How one should eat the matzahs in order to be mekayim the mitzvah kehilchatah u'bidiyuk. Exactly the way the mitzvah kehilchatah is supposed to be. So the first thing you do is yikach ha-matzah is kasei d'shenicham. You take the matzahs the way you put them down. Ha-prusa ben shtei ha-shleimos. The broken one between the two shleimot. Right, you broke Levi, you broke the middle one.
Right.
Now you pick up the whole batch with the prusa in the middle. V'yachazem b'yado v'yavarech ha-maitzi v'al-achilas matzah. You make two brachas. Ha-maitzi and achilas matzah. And the custom is that after you make the hamotzi, shoymed hamatzah shlishis miyada. He drops the bottom matzah. You drop it. You make the hamotzi, you drop the bottom one. And nisheres biyada hoel yoinim aprusa. Umevarech halachilas matzah. Then he makes the bracha achilas matzah. You take both the full and the half. You put them in salt. And you eat it together. Now, there's a lot of nuance in the way it's written. As, like I've told you many times, if you knew all the sugiyot that's behind these three lines, you'd be fascinated how, in short, how it was condensed, as I always call it, a pill. Okay, so let's begin with what's really behind this halach. The first thing is, you notice that there's a prus in the middle. Lechem mishne needs what? Two shleimot. That's why we have two shleimot and the half one in the middle. Now, wait a minute. Now, the hamotzi needs the shleimot. The matzah needs the broken one. Because matzah has to be prusa. It has to be broken. Why? The Gemara says, lechem oini. What is oini? The poor man, darko beprusa. The way a poor man eats, you know how he eats? He doesn't have a full. He takes a bite, he takes a piece, and then leaves it for tomorrow. So to bring out the lechem oini, you need to be what? Prusa. It needs to be chopped. So for the hamaitzi, you need shleimot. For the achilat matzi, you need
prusa.
So what do? You make the hamaitzi when they're both there. Right? And then he drops it, and he has the top and the bottom one, and then he makes alachilas matzah. Wait a minute. Ubaitzea me'ashlema al-yayna, umin aprusa mishteyem biyachad kezayis. So, together, you hear? From the mishlema, umin aprusa mishteyem biyachad kezayis mikol echad. How many kizaisim do you eat the first matzah? Two.
So that half and the one.
Exactly. A kizais from the half
and
a kizais from the full.
From the full.
Okay. This is a very big machloikis.
But this already.
What's wrong if I eat just one kizais? The Mishnah Berurah and the Achrayim talk that because maybe there's two things here. There's the mitzi. And then there's the matzah. You notice it's called Maitzi and Matzah.
Yeah.
Maitzi and Matzah. Everybody repeat after me. Maitzi
and Matzah.
So what is Maitzi? Maitzi means from the Hamaitzi a Kazayat. Matzah means from the broken one a Kazayat. That's where the Minhag comes from to eat two Kazayatim. That's why we eat two Kazayat. You'll remember this for the rest of your life. It's not called Maitzi and it's not called Matzah. It's called Maitzi and Matzah. Maitzi needs a Kazayas. Matzah needs a Kazayas. Maybe. Halachically, we're going to learn that if a person can't eat so much, it's good enough to have one kazayit from both. Why? Because where does it say that the moitzi needs a kazayit? Where does it say that? Where does it say any place? When you make hamoitzi on a Shabbos meal, you need to eat a kazayit? No. You know what you need to eat a kazayit for? For benching. For benching, you need a kazayis.
Right.
And here you're anyway eating a kazayis from the prusa.
Right. So you have already.
See, I have already the kazayis. So that's why it's a very, very, so to speak, chidush that you should eat a kazayis from the mighty and you should eat a kazayis from the. So if a person can't do it, we're going to learn later.
It's fine.
Fine with one. But lechatchila, what do you do? Two. Now here's another nuance. You ready? You see, if you would read this,
yeah.
You know what you guys would say? Yeah, blah, 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 yeah. It's a simple, simple. It's not that simple. You saw how I broke up and I explained to you what's behind this halacha?
Right.
Not that simple. You need amaytzi, so therefore you have to do what? Amaytzi, therefore what do you have to do? Two folds. You need matzah, you need a broken one. You need mighty and matzah, because I some each. Are you ready for more? V'yitbalein b'melach. You dip it in salt. Oh, you dip it in salt? So interesting. You dip it in salt. Many hold that Pesach by night, you don't dip the matzah in salt. You know why? Because it has to be matzah, which is called oini. It has to be pure. It has to have no taste, no flavor. The Rambam Shita is, a chidush, that you take that matzah, and you know where you dip it? In the charoisis. The Shita Rambam is, not in salt, but in charoisis. Why? Kol tibulim shalaisa alayla is becha charoisis. Obviously, your minhag is not to do that. My minhag is not to do that. Ashkenaz also. But Ashkenaz doesn't dip it in salt. Many in Ashkenaz do not dip it in salt. Why? Because it has to be
Bli
tam. Bli shum tosefet tam. Bli shum tosefet tam. We're going to learn this a little later. What happens if a guy cannot chew his matzahs? Is he allowed to take the matzah and dip it into a grape juice or something? We're going to learn this later. A chassidim, correct, would have a tremendous, what do you call that? A angina attack. Angina. They would have heart failure. Okay. So let's discuss this more in halacha. You ready? The yaychlem be'aseva b'yachad. You eat both kezesim be'aseva. V'meine yachay lechel mishne kezesim b'yachad. If let's say he can't eat both kezesim together, yaychel shalamayti tchila. She ashlema al yayna. V'akach shalachilas matzah, which is the prusa. So if a guy can't eat two in one shot, you understand what he wants from you. He wants you to take this and this. Put it together. It's too much. You can't eat. So eat the shlema first. Why? Because first comes mighty and then comes matzah. First comes mighty. So take care of that mighty first. And then comes matzah. Take care of the matzah. Now, ubi diyaved im achal kazayis echad. I told this to you. B'diyev, if you only ate one kezayis, beimin ha-shleima, beimin ha-prusa, finish it off for me.
Yeah.
Yatza. That's what I told you. B'diyev, you can eat one, and you're good enough. U'bimakam, k'sas, sar, dai, afl-chachila, p'kezayis. If a person is too difficult for him to eat, good enough to eat what?
One.
Echein, b'nei, b'nei, s'merubim. What happens if you have a lot of people in the house? You know what it is? Two kazesim. Now, today we almost don't know this because everybody has enough matzah for the start. So, what's halacha again? All you need is one. Okay. Okay.
Let's take time to give everybody a little
bit. Ain't sorry. Lahachnis shnei kazeisim lepiv vasachas loich. Oh, now this is a big halach. I told this to you. Many hold and many do this. They take both kazeisim and they put it in their mouth in one shot. And they make their mouth like a grinding machine. Yeah? Halach is you're not mechuyev to do that. The av b'kazayis echad, and even with one kazay, say tzarich lahachmen b'zeh. El oichel ma'at ma'at b'zeh chazeh. He eats one bite after another.
Right.
He knows it's a machloikis. Many.
Why do we have to eat like a grinding machine?
And the answer is because some people hold that the mitzvah is to eat a kazayis in one shot. You have to eat the whole kazayis.
How would you do that?
How you could do it? Go into a lot of briska homes.
Mouth this size. They don't give us like his mouth.
Oh, I know some people have very big mouths. When it comes to business, and when it comes to speaking Lashon Hara, their mouth is so huge.
Yeah.
I know people that have there's such a mouth that's it's bigger than a garbage truck. They're not interested. Okay, the point. Let me talk. I see from the amount of talking you do, you could fit three kazaisim in there. So listen carefully. Yeah? The point being that some people say if that's the mitzvah, it's not achilas gasa. And you're right. Some people say it's achilas gasa. So listen to me carefully. You know, my job is not here to defend or to attack different minhagim, how people do things lahalacha. I'm here to teach you. The fact is there's a different two worlds. Some say you should do this, and that's why Rav Avadi is speaking out. You don't need to do that. Why is he speaking out? You don't need to do that because there's a whole world of people who believe you need to do that. You understand? He's not going to come and tell you now that you don't have to stand on one foot. You know why? Why doesn't he have to come and teach me a chiddush that I don't have to eat the matzah on one foot? You know, anybody knows why?
Because
nobody holds you're supposed to eat with one foot. So he doesn't have to tell me that, right? The fact that he comes and he explains to me that you don't need to do this is because there's a whole olam ha-yeshivot that do this. That they put it in their mouth and both. Okay. Now, but at the same time, even if you eat bite after bite, you can't wait. Be'achilas ha-kazayis, k'day achilas pras. Da'haynu she'achilas pas, k'shol's beitz. Three eggs. How long does it take to eat three eggs? Nu, let's hear. So this was a very big machloikis in all the achreinim. I told this to you, that some say it's 3 minutes, and some say it's 4 minutes, and some say it's 5 minutes. So Rebbe Vadi goes, and he says it's like 6-7 minutes and a half. For who k'sheish da'kas? Ad sheva dakas v'chatzi, between 6 and 7 and a half. All right, got it. So you have to take your matzah and eat it b'chdei achilas pras. Why? Because if I eat it anything less longer than that, it's not mitzaref. It's called two eatings, and I need to be what?
One
eating. Okay. Koydim shichali balabayis chobene beisoy. Yitam tchilak tzatz menekazai shenivz ma'ashleim al yoyne b'li esei. Wow, interesting. Wow, I like this. Never saw this. First you take a bite of the matzah b'li esei. V'ach kach yichal echo b'nei beis k'dei shenich mi'ad b'esei. Then you give it out to the family, they eat b'esei. V'ach ha'ash yisayim l'chalak lehem. And after he finishes giving out, yoichal shnei ha'kazei sebehe b'esei. Some people prepare it. Each guy, before they make the mighty matzah, here's your kazayis. They don't give it out afterwards. Some people make a mighty and then they start giving it out. Some people say, take it in advance, prepare it. What's the maisa? Or nahara, naharu pashte. Whatever it is, it is. Whatever people do, then they do. Now, a lot of times, you know what happens? Children are going to start talking. I didn't get enough kazayis. Isn't enough kazayis? Now, you really should be talking. From the bracha to the eating, no talking. Nietz kazal.
He already got the bite. You're not allowed to talk to him?
Again, he also not, because the bracha is on the mitzvah of eating the both kazaitim. What are you talking about? So you shouldn't talk. If he did talk, because since he took away the first bite, and even if he talks while he's chewing, because even the chewing, What does he want? He wants so much. He wants so good. If you knew what he meant. You know what it is? I know that when you read it as simple. Yes, no, sit, stand. He's touching a big sugyot and he's giving it to you in the kitzer. The question is the mitzvah. Is the chewing or is the mitzvah the swallowing? David, this is not for you, huh? This is not for you. We spoke about this. Remember? What is it? Is it the chewing or is it the swallowing? Or is it having it in your stomach, right? You know what the difference would be? Let's say I started to chew and I started to talk and I still didn't swallow. Did I talk before I was mekayim the mitzvah?
Okay.
Again, I see everybody has more interest, A, in their phone, B, to stare at me at my forehead as if something is written on my forehead and there's nothing there, and C, everyone's interested in sleeping, including me. So you know what? I'll go to sleep. And you guys learn. You guys give this shit. Why should I be the one to scream and yell and be up? You do it, no? Okay. Is the mitzvah the chewing? Is the mitzvah the swallowing here? Or is the mitzvah the stomach? Remember we spoke this question? The nafkamina would be in case a person spoke. He started to chew. He spoke, but he still didn't swallow. Is that called what? Kaidim shehitchel et ha-mitzvah. Kotev Rebbe Vadya. Rebbe Vadya writes, great. Ein tzarech lachzor sharei gam halisa hi miguf ha-mitzvah. Even the chewing is part of the mitzvah. Kivat shalachetchila tzarshie tam matzah. That's so nice. Now you want to know what this is all about? The Gemara discusses if a guy was bala matzah. That's one discussion. He swallowed matzah, he's yaitz. There's another discussion. Can I eat the matzah together with the murrah? And the Gemara says maybe it's a problem. Why? Because then you don't have the tam matzah. And besides for the mitzvah of eating, what else do you need?
The tam.
The tam of the matzah.
But if it's followed,
so he proves from this, that not only is the mitzvah what? The swallowing, but the mitzvah is the chewing as well. Baruch Hashem
le'olam. If he's going to swallow without chewing, is that the mitzvah?
Not correct. That's what he wants to say. L'chayr, you see from here that you need to have the tam of the matzah in your mouth as well. And that's what becomes the question. If I take the matzah and I dip it into something else,
it's going to be a different taste.
Maybe you'll have a different taste and you're losing the tam of the matzah.
That's why I ask another to put in the salt.
That's right. Correct. You